好, welcome back to Smart Mandarin 汉字 Master Class. This is episode 2, lesson 2. In my previous lesson, I mentioned that 汉字 Chinese character is like a building block which you have heard the same thing from many other teachers. In this lesson, I'm going to tell you what is component or radical, what is 汉字 character, and what is word or vocabulary.Now, let's begin. Let's take a look at one example. This example. This is a 汉字, a Chinese character. This 汉字 is pronounced as 休, 休, which means rest. If we see a 汉字 as a puzzle, in the puzzle, there are many pieces. Each piece is a component. So,From this 汉字, this Chinese character, you will see that there are two components, two pieces, two components, the left side and the right side. The left side is a people component that represents people or person. And on the right side, it's a tree component, meaning tree. So if you compose two components,people and tree components, then you get 汉字, a character. So to sum up, a character 汉字 is composed by different components. In this example, the character is 休, meaning rest. So it is very clear that people component, people rest under the tree. So 休, meaning rest.It is a character, it's composed by two components, two radicals. One is people radical and one is tree radical. And here, I would like to point out something else. There are some radicals or components can also work as a character. For example, on the right side, you see the tree component, tree radical. Here,It works as a component, but when you take that out alone, it could also become a character itself, which cannot be decomposed. So as you can see, if we take out the tree component, tree radical alone here, it pronounced mu, mu. So mu here, it can be a radical component, but when it's alone,It's a 汉字, it's a character. And it means tree or wood. So now we know what is component, radical, and what is character, 汉字. Now let's take a look at what is word. Words are consist of 汉字, Chinese character. For example, if you want to say rest in Mandarin, in spoken Mandarin, you would say,休息,休息, and now 休息 meaning rest. It's a word, a vocabulary, a word. And it consists of two 汉字, two Chinese characters. One is 休 and one is 息. So if you want to speak Mandarin to say rest, you cannot use 休 alone. It is a character.It's not a word. So you have to say 休息,休息. So 休 and 息. So as the example that I just showed you, you know that a vocabulary, a word, is consists of 汉字 characters. And a character, a 汉字, is consists of components and radicals. ButThere are some radicals or component with superpower. They can work as a component radical or a 汉字 character or even a word. What do I mean by that? Okay, let me give you one example. For example, this one, 大, meaning big. It is a word. You can use 大 as big in a conversation. For example, you could say,这个很大, this is very big. So it can be a word, a vocabulary. And it's also a 汉字, a Chinese character alone. And it can also work as a component, a radical. For example, you can compose 大 with 一 together, meaning 天. 天 is they or God. What is bigger? What is above big?Of course, it's sky or God, right? So I just want to point out that there are some radicals or components with superpower that can work as a component or a 汉字 character or a word. See this one? This is another superpower component, 马, because it's a component, it is also a character, 汉字,And it's also a word meaning horse, 马. But I want to take a look at the component part, 马. This one is 马, it sounds 马, right? And if you put this component 马 with another component, which is 口, 口, which is mouth. So horse and mouth, these two components together,You pronounce ma, ma, ma. So ma is a yes, no question word. Remember, 你好吗? Ma, put at the end of the sentence. Aside from this superpower component, I would also like to mention another component which is also very important. It is called the sound component. What is sound component? Take a look at this example. This is...马, 马, meaning horse. It's a superpower component. It can be a radical component or a character itself alone or a word meaning horse. So it is a superpower component, but also at the same time, it is a sound component. So if we put this 马,And another component, 口, which means mouth together. So mouth and horse together. That is a new character. That is a new 汉字. So if you don't know how to sound or how to pronounce this character, you'll be like, maybe this new word sounds ma, 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 ma.How do you know? Because you've seen this sound component, 马. This character, this whole character is pronounced 马. It is 你好吗? This 马 at the end of the sentence, which is a yes, no question word, 马. So what I'm going to tell you is that component is very powerful. It is the foundation of 汉字 character, also the foundation of words. And this example, 马, this character, is composed or consists of two components. One is the sound component, 马, horse. And another one, I call meaning component, means mouth, 口, because you have to ask questions with your mouth.Right? I hope that makes sense to you. Alright, so for now, you understand the basic logic of how we compose a character and how we compose a word of Mandarin Chinese. Not all the 汉字, not all the Chinese character can be perfectly decomposed because it is a history of thousands of years.So there are many 汉字 characters were losing the meaning already. So in that case, we have to use our imagination and storytelling to remember the 汉字 character. In the next video lesson, I'm going to show you how we type Chinese characters with our phone, mobile, and with our computer. And also, I'm going to tell youHow many Chinese traditional characters that I'm going to teach you in this 汉字 masterclass. And by the end of this course, you will be able to read the basic an important traditional Chinese character. And also, I'm going to teach you how to read menu, how to read road signs, and how to read everyday signs in Mandarin Chinese character. Make sure to stick around to my channel and watch my next video lesson. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. 再见!